Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started.
Good morning, BE community.
Happy Saturday.
Yes. How are y'all doing this lovely morning? Huh, as you can tell, we have a very special guest with us this morning, the amazing Kama Green. We're going to get into more about her shortly. But first off, how are you ladies doing? How's your week been?
It's been a pretty great week.
Yes.
I feel like it went by super fast. I can't believe it's Saturday already.
Yeah.
How about you?
Time is flying. Like, literally, like, I'm still just grasping the fact that, like, we're in the approaching, I should say, like, the fourth quarter of Q4 of 2023. I'm just like, what in the world? Like, this is amazing. Like, this year has flown by. So, yes. But my week was good. It was busy but good. Very productive. So, I'm grateful, you know, to get a lot of things done. And then, you know, we'll hit the ground running next week with whatever we can. So,
how about you? It's been a cool week for me as well with my job, school, that I'm in school, and then of course the kids. So it's been a really full week, and I feel like we're still in that transition of beginning of the school, getting everybody back in the routine of homework,
and,
you know, in the summertime it's just more relaxed, and once school is here, they've got their activities after school, and I'm trying to like incorporate, if I know I have like a reading assignment, I'm like bringing my book or whatever with me so I can kind of multitask while they're at their activities. So it's been a full week.
Yes. The great thing is though, this topic I believe is going to help us all. Like literally we have been talking all week about just the importance of work-life balance and just, you know, living life on purpose. So we're excited to have you here this morning. We hope
I'm ready to talk.
Know you're going
to
give us some amazing tips. So yes.
So we have Kama Green here. She is a Christian and an advocate for education and personal development. The youngest of three children, a dog auntie, a pit bull named Zeus.
I love it.
So I'm like, what kind of personality do you have?
Zeus has a lot of personality. My sister literally calls him a dog liberty. It's
I love that.
And an athleisure and karaoke enthusiast.
Yes.
And a foodie. So I'm like, I would love to hear some karaoke singing. Mm-hmm. So many different characteristics that Kama has. So we're really excited to have her here. She enjoys working as the CEO of Rebalance Your Life, which is something that I need, a professional services company offering coaching expertise to experienced professionals and entrepreneurs who are feeling overwhelmed and or confused about their next steps in life and business. As a virtual life and business coach, she helps her clients find clarity in chaos. That's what I need. Through strategic coaching sessions designed to help them gain focus and successfully overcome the obstacles that have held them back from achieving their goals. Prior to launching Rebalance Your Life, Kama held roles with Fortune 500 companies such as Google and Accenture.
Yes.
So welcome. We're so excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here with the both of you. I really enjoy your podcast and what you all stand for. So I'm just like, God, thank you for this opportunity.
Yes. We're excited to have you as well. So yes, we're going to get into it, y'all. But you know, before we do, we have to first talk what's trending. So last week, you may have remembered, we talked a little bit about the whole Kiki and then her boyfriend / baby daddy / Usher drama, all that in there. Okay. So this week, her boyfriend, Darius Jackson, He broke the silence. He actually spoke out and said he has not moved on. They have not broken up. Like, you know, everybody has basically given this poor man like their own version of their own story where, like, you know, he crying at home at night in the corner. I don't know. We done said all kind of stuff for him. You know, I feel for the brother personally. But he has said that he has not moved on. They have not broken up. Okay. So the question is, I mean, because, you know, Kiki's behavior over these past few weeks regarding their relationship has been a little suspect. I ain't gonna lie, I've been a little suspect. So just wondering, do you all think that Kiki should stand by her man? Should she speak up a little more for them, for their relationship regarding him? Or is she just out here living her best life? Ain't no ring on her finger. It is what it is.
I think she's capitalizing off of the media. So I think it's kind of genius and smart
to
capitalize off of it. Like I kind of mentioned that last time about, you know, the little video that they did. Meanwhile, her and Darius are cool. They've already gotten over, you know, the little hiccup.
Hopefully.
And, you know, I think it would be genius, though, to like capitalize off of it.
Tell you.
Because people, what they
think. Yeah.
And their perception of, oh, look at her. There he is in the doghouse. Like, you know,
just people's
perception of their relationship. But only those two are the ones that know, like, what's really going on in their household.
So, Facts.
I completely agree with that. I've been, you know, kind of watching this story just over the past couple of weeks. And it just amazes me how much they have captured the news. So to your point, it's perfect, like for marketing for their own, like for Kiki's career since she's come back, you know, from having the baby. I mean, she's blown up.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, keep going, girl. Like, this is, I don't think people realize this stuff is strategic. Like, you gotta think about whatever's capturing the masses' attention. I mean, that brings in more money. So to me, should she stand by him? If this is her man, stand by him. Y'all take care of what's going on at home. And like you said, that's really all that matters.
Tell it. All right. Y'all heard it here first. That's all we're saying. All right. And then second, what's trending, our boy Kevin Hart, everyone's, you know, favorite comedian. Well, you know, some people, I say that with a slight, you know, because some people throw shade. But all that to say, Kevin Hart, he released a video where he actually was in a wheelchair and he was talking about don't play with the age 40. Like, don't play. Age will remind you how old you are, whether you want to believe it or not. But basically, he was doing the most and decided to race a professional ex-football player. That's red flag number what? One and two, like back to back. Like, so all that to say, he was like, I was out here doing the most, doing too much, and I ended up in a wheelchair. So don't play. If you're over the age of 40, listen to your body. So I just want to ask whether you're over the age of 40 or not, when did you start to realize, like, okay, my body is not what it used to be? I might have to change some things on up. Yeah.
Oh, I definitely have a mantra with this. Like, I feel like, and maybe it's because I've known people that have really taken care of their body over the years. So they haven't really needed to, or they haven't felt their age. It's like, you know, I think about my grandmother. My grandmother is in her 80s. And she still gets out and cuts the grass.
Go ahead, grandma. Wow.
And this isn't like just a small patch of yard. This is acres of land.
Does she have a riding mower?
No, she's got a push.
You playing. She is not pushing a lawnmower for acres. I'm like, who half her age does that? That's what I want to know.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. That's
wow.
But she has taken care of herself through.
Wow.
And, you know, of course, drink her water. This, you know, so that might be another tip. But I, like you said, I think there were some red flags there. He really shouldn't have been racing a professional athlete.
Yeah.
I'll say for me, being a collegiate athlete, you know, when my body was in top-notch shape versus now, I think I got the realization when I played Beat the Bomb. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Beat
Tell the us bomb. What is Beat the Bomb?
The Bomb, you would think it's kind of like an escape room, but there's different, there's like four levels, four rooms, and you have different tasks in each of the level, and you gain points based on your team's challenge and how well you perform in that room.
Oh, wow.
To gain time for the bomb room.
Okay.
Challenge in the bomb room.
Love it.
So each room, there's a different challenge. In one of the rooms, there is like a laser challenge.
Okay.
And it's like 10 minutes, right? Oh, so you're like, you know, diving and ducking. And
wow.
Like the laser patterns change after all the team members get across. So you got to like tap on something.
Oh my gosh.
And the pattern changes. And so sometimes you got to do crazy things, right? And so me, thinking I still got all my agility and all of that stuff, like, you know, I'm on the ground, lying down and like popping up. So quick. And so at the end of that one, I was like,
that's a little something.
My foot is hurting, right? And so I've been having to wear like this brace on my foot at night for like the last like couple of months. The last couple of months. And it's not like a sprain.
Yeah.
It's like the bottom of my foot.
Yeah.
I'm like, man. And then Ryan was like, now you know. To be doing all that. But it's not like I was running. It's like you know you too old. You don't need to be going back there with somebody.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you need to take it easy.
Oh my gosh.
Not doing it anymore. So yeah, he got on to me, and like every time I pull it out, he always just like,
here we go.
So I think that was the moment I was like, yeah, it's not the same. The body is not exactly the same as my college collegiate body.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's funny. I would say for me, I really had to pay attention to what I was putting in my body because the bounce back is a lot different these days. Like, you know, I can't just wolf down a burger and some fries and then be like, whoop, I'm ready to go. Nope. My body be like, you need to sit down somewhere. You know, you're going to pay for it now. You're going to pay for it later, if you know what I mean. So I'd be like, okay, all right, let me just stick to my grilled, stick to my vegetables, stick to whatever I need to do because my body will remind me, like, your metabolism ain't what it used to be, sugar. It ain't.
And I think that's the other thing, too. I think you hit on a key point. I feel like for us, as we do get older, stretching becomes more important. Like, before, I don't know if you all do this before you go to bed, but doing a couple stretches at night.
Oh, that's good.
And they actually have, like, different YouTube videos. And it could be 5 minutes. So, you know, I know we're going to talk about work-life balance in a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's something that I always try to encourage people to do. It's like, it doesn't have to be 45 minutes for you to take that time.
Yeah.
To do something for your body. So whether it's stretching in the morning, at night, maybe even at your desk, if you work from home, you know, you can do like some quick stretches to help with that, with making sure that your muscles still stay like limber.
I love that. Yeah.
So just an idea.
That's a great idea. I was actually just talking to someone yesterday about stretching before bed. I typically stretch in the morning, but stretching before bed, like she was saying, she did like 10 minutes of stretching and she slept like a baby before she went to bed. So I'm like, wow, I may need to look at that. So
it's a great way to unwind from a really long day. Like both of you all were talking about the fact that you had full weeks this week. It's like, that's that you time where it's like,
you get to
tell your body like, hey, you're important too.
Body, you are important.
Right. You gotta tell your body you are important.
You special, body. We love you, body.
I love you.
We do need you, body. Preach. That's good. Wow. Okay. Well, y'all heard it here. Stretch before you go to bed. So that concludes what's trending, and I'ma turn it on over to my partner in crime.
So, Karma, for the audience that doesn't know you, because you're a first-time guest on Becoming Eva, can you tell us a little bit about where you're from and what was your family like growing up?
Absolutely. Yeah, so I was born in Hawaii, A little known fact about me.
Yeah. I want to visit you. What part? What part of Hawaii?
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. Okay.
My parents were in the military. So all of us were born, me and my siblings, we were born in different places.
Love it.
But so born there, but raised in Charlotte. So. We were on the move all the time. I mean, just busy, mm-hmm. busy.
Wow.
So I feel like I grew up in the car.
Hey,
that was
on the move.
On the move.
Got it.
But it was a lot of fun because my siblings and I, basically, they were my playmates.
Aww.
They were the people that I harassed mm-hmm. because, of course, I didn't have anything else to do. So they were my entertainment. And yeah, just growing up, I mean, I feel like I learned so much about, you know, hard work,
mm-hmm.
about discipline, about being excellent. Like that was something that my grandparents
wow.
instilled in me,
mm-hmm.
And my mom as well. So, I mean, I feel like they have shaped me into who I am today.
Awesome. I love that.
That's beautiful. And I know in your bio, you were telling us that you're a Christian.
Yeah.
So could you kind of tell us a little bit about when did you start developing that mm. personal relationship mm. and how it's evolved
yes.
over the mm. year, and how you implement that relationship in your personal and professional life?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, that's a great question. So I feel like, My walk with God has been truly a walk.
Amen.
It hasn't been a sprint. It
yes, been, yes.
It's really step by step. And I say that because growing up, I mean, my family, we were in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday.
Oh, y'all were at the church. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You lived at the church.
I lived at the church. And that's the funny part. We actually lived an hour away from our home church.
Wow.
That's commitment.
It sure is.
Commitment.
It sure is. That's amazing. No wonder you grew up in the car, because y'all was going back and forth to church all the time.
Honestly, that's what was,
wow.
what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
It takes me at least an hour to get to work, and I'd be like, oh. Am I, like, in office day? I can't imagine, like, on a Sunday, like,
yes.
a whole hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So imagine what time you got to get up and
work. Of course. Of course. Wow, that's faithfulness right there.
Yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, I grew up in the church, but I really didn't understand what it meant to have a relationship with God.
Gotcha.
And so that really came into fruition, or that really grew, I would say more recently, when I've had to believe God for bigger things.
Yeah.
Than, you know, just, Lord, I hope today goes well.
Yeah.
It's more like, Lord, I really need to be clear on purpose
mm.
and I need to know what decision is.
Yes.
And
yes.
when you're really leaning and relying on someone, that's when that relationship really
yeah.
builds. That's when it grows. Like, that's when you really start seeing, do I actually trust you?
Yeah.
So that's actually where I am in my relationship with God right now, that he's challenging me on, is, do you actually trust me?
That's good.
Are you relying on me? Or
yes.
do you just say the scriptures just because it's cute to say?
Mm.
So, I guess I'm being a little bit transparent here right now.
That's,
to,
hey,
to
welcome.
Talk about,
yeah.
you know, where my relationship is right now. And, that it's been a more recent, growth process for me.
I love that.
And so how do I use it in life and in business? To be honest, God is the CEO. Like, I didn't put that in my bio, but to be really honest, he's the CEO, because, the business is really nothing without him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that gave me the inspiration, the idea to even go into coaching. Because to be honest, I was in technology and making really great money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie to you. But it was one of those things where I just kept feeling this pull. And I know that that's the Holy Spirit saying,
yes.
I have bigger plans for
yes.
you. And my ways are higher than your ways. And my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And I had to trust that the vision was actually where he wanted me to be. And so when I work with clients, I let them know, you know, I'm a person of faith. And sometimes people don't believe what I believe, but,
wow.
you know, I let them know, especially when people are always like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just told you all of these things. Yeah. I can't believe that I'm talking to you so easily. In my mind, I'm like, I already know what it is. It's 100% God. Mm-hmm. But it gives me a chance to witness and minister as well.
Wow, that's beautiful. Really? So many things to unpack.
Yes.
Okay, so she was working for Google. My sister currently works for Google and, you know, makes great money. So when you're in those positions and you kind of get used to like a certain level of living, like how difficult was that for you to kind of step back from that financial security to like really launch out on your own to trust and believe in what God was like pulling you and telling you and directing your life? Like how? Because that's hard. But like the action and like really doing it, that's really hard versus like saying it and like actually doing it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Woo! I'm like, did you read my mail? I was like, oh, that's one of the questions. I'm like, I want to go right around that question.
It's real though. We're in it.
What were some of those practical things that you had to put in place to make sure like your financial status was secure before you launch your rebalance your life business?
Yeah.
Like, what were some of those practical things? Because some people, they have these ideas, but they can't really fully see how it will work because, you know, we have responsibilities. We've got bills to pay. We've got mortgage. And like, if you have kids, like, there's just things that you have to do to live and function in this world. And, like, rent is so high right now. Like, oh, my goodness. It's
crazy.
Like, how do y'all afford to live? I don't understand.
No, I mean, you ask very great questions, and you know, I'm gonna hit the nail right on the head. Like, I'm like, let's go there. So I would probably say maybe 2 years prior from, so let's see, this is 2023, so right around 2021, like right after the pandemic.
Got it.
Like, kind of, we were like full on and trying to figure life out. I knew that I did not have a clear, I didn't have a clear budget. Like, I had an idea of the amount of bills that I needed to pay. It was on a beautiful spreadsheet, but there was no plan for the money outside of just making sure that my bills were covered. So something practical that I had to do was actually sit down with someone that knows about finance.
Yes,
because I did not. I did not have that financial literacy, and I had to be humble enough to say, I need some help.
I was just about to say, that's humbling, but that's so necessary. That's good.
Yes. Yes. And I feel like that's one of the more practical things that maybe I don't see, that I'll just speak for myself. It took me 30 plus years to get there, to get to a point where I'm humble enough to say, yes, I can make the money, but to manage the money, to steward the money. I need some help. So my sister, thankfully, is very good with numbers. So we sat down together.
Love it.
And she came up with what she calls, she came up with two different budgets. One was called the bare minimum budget. So it's like, this is the bare minimum that you have to have in order to pay all of your bills every month. And of course, eat, you know. So it included spending money. So I had that number. I was clear on that number.
Got it.
And then there was the luxury budget. So it's like, you have, you know, whatever you make, as long as you have that bare minimum covered, you can spend whatever you want to, or you can invest it or do whatever you want with it. So I had that clarity early. And then fast forward. So the beginning of this year, I was actually laid off from Google.
Wow.
So when they had the
that was
massive
your cue.
My sister was telling me about that and how they did it. It's not good.
It
That was your cue, though. So look at God.
Because she told me how they did it.
Yeah.
So you were affected by that. You were one of the ones. Yes. Oh, wow.
What was that like, though, when you got that news?
I feel like that day, I'll never forget it.
Mm.
So literally in the morning, I think I had a meeting that morning. So I was just logging on as I normally do from home. I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't get into my computer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they turned them off.
Did they give any type of heads up? No heads up that layoffs are even coming?
No. People. There was nothing.
No warning.
Wow.
Nothing.
That's horrible.
And then didn't they send it to like your personal email?
Correct.
Like, hey, you're no longer Google.
Correct.
Like, what? How do you do that to people without any warning?
Yeah. It was, I feel like, and that's why I said like that day was just, it was a very interesting day because I woke up that morning and then I called my mom because I was like, Mom, I was like, I think I got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I got this email. It's, you know, written in very fluffy corporate language, but it doesn't explicitly say what I think it should say. Like, we are separating you from the company or something like that. They use something, like I said, more.
Yeah.
More so I went and looked at, I searched on Google and then I found an article that said, that day they had laid off 12,000.
You basically had to get from a third party. I'm looking at the camera because if somebody that's working for Google reading this, I want you to know you're wrong. You basically had to find out from a third party that you have been laid off from your employer of how many years? I'm just curious.
And they didn't, it did not matter. Like, were there for years.
That's what I'm saying.
It was no.
How was many like years?
Was it a formula or something? How did they pick who got laid off? It's crazy how they did it.
I have no, that I really don't know, because like you said, it was from all different parts of the company. So I think that was the shocking part for a lot of people.
It was like people in high up,
very senior low, people.
Senior people. How long had you been with the company?
I had been there under 2 years.
Oh, that is crazy, though. Yeah. Okay, but carry on. I just had to make it known, y'all. That was wrong.
See, that's why you need a backup plan.
That's the truth. They don't care. Yes. They don't. They will replace you like in a heartbeat. And people are pouring their lives, their heart, their soul into their 9-to-5.
Yes.
And walking away with little to nothing to show for it after the fact. So make sure you're walking in your purpose, people. That's all I'm saying.
I would 100% agree with that. Mm-hmm. And that is, that's a soapbox right there. Like, I could get on that soapbox.
Wow.
Just the importance.
Take us back to the day. So you're talking to your mom. I'm not sure what happened, but okay.
Thankfully, my mom was actually off that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that was a God thing.
Yeah.
Because if she wasn't, I don't know if I would have processed it the way I did. But I will say definitely when you're going through something that traumatic.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't even know that you're hurt by
it. Yeah.
You need someone that loves you right there with you. And the thing is, it's not like my mom and I talked about it that day. She was off and we went to the museum.
Yeah, she's just there.
She was there.
So I love it.
We walked around some local museums there.
I love it.
And we had lunch. We had dinner.
Yeah.
And just almost like operated, I wanted to talk about it. But
yeah.
I just didn't have the words yet.
Yeah.
And so she didn't push me on it. She just loved me the way she knows that I need to be loved, which is feed me and entertain me with beautiful artwork.
I love it. Amen for mamas. Yeah. I love it. That's beautiful.
But I'm like, now I forgot what the question was. Because you were talking about practical tips to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to the budget piece, I think that is so critical for any person.
Absolutely.
Make sure you're clear about that number. So even if you need to do different random jobs, you know that baseline of what you need to be bringing in. I also say too, don't get comfortable. And I know I know that's hard. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard, mm-hmm. especially with like busy lives. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just want to rest for a second. I just believe that interviewing and having your resume ready, mm-hmm. is almost like working a muscle.
Yeah.
That muscle needs to always be toned. That's you need good. To be ready to talk about yourself, all that's the different good. Skills that you have. You need to be able to add to your resume. I call it a brag sheet. Mm. Even if it's not on your formal resume, have like this long laundry list of all of the things that you've done, the new skills that you're acquiring, any certifications that you're getting. That needs to be visible somewhere, so you're always ready to talk about yourself and also like be able to change jobs. Because now, if we're gonna be honest, people change jobs more often than they used
they
to.
They do. Very, very true.
So it's not frowned upon anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the other thing. Just always continue to grow yourself. And then also to make sure that you are investing in yourself financially by holding back some from your paycheck. Mm. Even if it's just $5.
Yeah.
Even if you're like, I'm stretched
yeah.
financially. If you don't have $5, do 25 cents. Do something. Yeah. But don't allow yourself to just be comfortable and not have it top of mind of, mm-hmm. if something happened, what would I have to fall back on?
What's that phrase to say? Pay yourself first.
Pay yourself first. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree with that. So after God.
Great.
Amen.
So many great tips. And I definitely feel like I'm kind of in that season of growing my skills while I'm in school, because you never know when I might need it. Like,
yeah,
just never know. Because I work for a charter school, and you know, with charter schools, you have so much you got to do to like stay open. So you never know.
You never know. You never know. And also too, I would say on the spiritual side, this is where that trust in God comes in, because you have to, when you have that relationship with him, you're going to be able to hear from him.
Yeah.
When it's time to move on. I think, to be honest, I think I was laid off for a reason.
Absolutely.
Like, I think God had been trying to move me on for a while.
Yeah.
And I was being stubborn. I was planting my feet in, like, this is my vision for my life, and this is what I think I should do. And it's like, you know what? No.
Something else. That's the truth. Wow.
So that's what actually inspired Rebalance Your Life.
I love it.
The name even came from me sitting still and just saying, like, what should this company be called? Because I don't know what to call it. I didn't plan for any of this to happen. And I feel like just through that time, that communion with God, that it just became very clear. This is what I want you to talk to my people about. My people are, yes, they are strong spiritually, but they don't have the endurance because they're so burned out. They're so tired. They got 5,000 things going on, and their lives are out of balance. And balance isn't always like, you know, I feel like you see those images where it's like a plank and there's two rocks on the end.
Yep.
I feel like everybody's balance looks different.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to figure out what works best for us.
Yes.
And sometimes what that looks like is that maybe something has to be put on the back burner for a season.
Mm-hmm.
So that something else can come, you know, up front, and you can really take care of that area. So if it's your health, if it's your relationship with your children, if it's your marriage, if it's your career.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's like helpful to work with a coach to talk about that, to have that unbiased view so that you can really look at your life holistically and figure out what makes sense for you.
That is so good. I always think about how, you know, usually when we think of the word balance, we think, okay, everything gets the same amount of time, attention, what have you. And that is not true.
It's not.
Really, balance is about prioritizing what needs to be prioritized in that moment and in that season, you know, and that will shift from season to season, you know. So that's amazing. I love that. I love that.
You want a segment?
Yeah. Next? Yeah. I want to talk first off, like when you, you know, when you got laid off from Google and just processing through really the trauma of that, quite honestly, and coming to the realization of, okay, God, you want to use this to transition me into launching my own business. Like, what was that span of time, if you would, from, you know, your last day at Google to you officially, you know, launching Rebalance Your Life and taking on your first client?
Yeah. So the span, I think it was like the end of January, when I got laid off. So I launched the first week of May. So what's that?
4 months.
4 months.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so, but during that time, it was a grieving process, of like really seeing myself in a new light. So shedding my old identity, I call it that. Because sometimes we are, our identities are connected to our jobs.
Yes.
So I had to transition that. There was a lot of laying the foundation. So, you know, what website am I going to use? Getting the domain. I'm like, what else? Figuring out how I'm going to take in clients.
Yeah.
Where do I need to show up?
Yeah. Just,
There's a lot of great resources for entrepreneurs. I will say that. So I'm like, so I was just kind of soaking all that in to out what exactly do I need to be doing, thinking about financially, legally, marketing. So, yeah. So during that those 4 months, it was just really laying the foundation and then actually telling people like, hey, I'm taking clients. So so that was just even a process, too, because I didn't initially know how to tell people that I was making this transition from, you know, corporate change management, you know, technology delivery to coaching.
I was gonna say that's a big jump. Like, how did you even realize that that was something you were passionate about as far as life coaching?
Yeah, so I met a coach probably maybe 2 to 3 years prior. Like, I didn't even know coaching existed.
Okay.
It was not on my radar at all. But I had a mentor at the time who was a CEO. And I was trying to figure out, how did you get here? Because, and she was a Black woman. And, you know, I had never sat down with a Black woman that was a CEO of a company. So I couldn't, it was almost like I couldn't figure out, aside from, of course, you know, the traditional stuff, get a degree. You work your way up. I was like, what else did you have in your toolkit to help you be as confident as you are? And so she was like, I have a coach. I have an executive coach. And I was like, a what? Is that a thing? who's these coaches? Like, I'm like, I know for sport,
and where can I find one? What's going on? Yeah,
and it's an education now, because I'm an instructional coach. So,
see,
it's an education too.
See, like, and I wonder how many people know that.
That's true.
That's a resource for them. Like, or do schools know that they can have instructional coaches for their teachers? So, see, I just feel like it's something that a lot of people don't know about. But so, yeah. So she introduced me to her, not to her coach, but to another coach that she had met. And I talked to her. I had a conversation, and I just realized in that moment, I was like, oh, I think this is something I want to do.
Wow.
Like, I can't even.
I
wish that there was more to it, but it was literally a conversation.
Was just this ordained around the time when we had you speak to the mentors at the school? Was this around that time? Because that was last spring.
That was it that long?
It was last spring, because I was trying to do the timeline in my head.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is amazing to me. I met her earlier than that. But when I was actually running the session or having the session with your students, that was Actually, yes, I had started my company at that time. Yep.
Yep. Love it.
Yep. Great time.
And to even have that opportunity at that, you know what I mean? Exactly. At the start of your company. That's amazing.
Exactly.
But you mentioned something key, like you had to tell people, oh, by the way, mm-hmm. I'm taking on clients at this time as a life coach. Like you had to put yourself out there and say, this is what I'm doing now, you know, and I've transitioned. So that's huge. Very huge.
Yeah. It's interesting how people see you one way.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to seeing you in whatever you've been doing mm-hmm. for maybe 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
They know that you're the go-to person for one thing.
Yep.
And so, yes, it's a little bit vulnerable to say like, hey, that was a past season. And mm-hmm. now this season, I'm doing something completely different
mm-hmm.
because sometimes people might not support the new you.
True.
And so it's like you might have to rebuild a tribe or a support team to nurture your new venture.
Mm. So, yeah. Wow. That's a word, y'all. In case you didn't catch that. That's a word right there. So, wow. Okay.
Yes. Get it support. It is important. We are not meant to do things by ourselves.
Yeah.
And that is something that I'm learning even now. Because as in consulting and in tech, it's almost like you're celebrated and praised for how much you can do by yourself. But in this world of having a business, it's important to have a team. Like the fact that you all have each other. Like it's a podcast where you all feed off of each other. Like it's
awesome.
It's awesome. Like the energy. I mean, y'all are amazing. Y'all really are.
I love it. I love it.
Definitely is teamwork.
It takes a team.
I feel like, you know, I need my more like in some seasons of my life versus the seasons that we're in with becoming mm-hmm. Eva. Like I feel like I need to lean on you more in this season or, you know.
Yeah. And what I love is that we are gifted in different areas. So I feel like mm-hmm. our strengths support our weaknesses. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. it's really a great collaboration and balance. So I love it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's something that I never realized before. It's like sometimes you don't even look at your friends and see the strengths that they bring to the table.
Yeah.
Like for my sister, for example, my sister's been in my life all these years, but
mm-hmm.
I've never tapped into her financial acumen until more recently.
Yeah.
So it's like, I could have been winning all this time, but I'm over here just like, no, I can do it myself.
I got it.
So, I mean, I think what you just said is so key.
Yeah.
It's like really making sure that you are, you know, recognizing that your friends have skills and talents and abilities. And so you're stronger together.
Yeah.
You really are.
That's awesome.
Stronger together.
Now I want to, cause we could go. I want to ask you, first off, you said there are some great resources out there for entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah.
So I would love if there are just like one or two that come to mind or any tips that you have for aspiring or new entrepreneurs. If you could share that, that would be great.
100%. Oh my goodness. I love this. So one, there's a website called, I think it's score.org. And SCORE is through the Small Business Administration. So therefore your tax dollars are paying for this. So it's a free resource. I learned about how to use ChatGPT for your business.
Yes.
Like they had a whole workshop. It was done I walked away like, I'm ready. But,
wow.
But all of this is free.
And give us the name again.
SCORE. Literally like if someone scores a point.
Got it. Okay. Score.org. Okay.
And then also in your local community colleges, they have usually have a small business department.
Mm.
And so like I know for Central Piedmont there in Charlotte, they have a small business department where basically you can register to meet with a mentor. You can talk about your business and you can talk about whatever area that you need help.
Love
in.
It.
And matter of fact, the same thing with SCORE. You can mm-hmm. actually get a free mentor.
Love it.
You can sign up to be a mentor or, you know, get mm-hmm. one or both. So, and then they actually bring people together once in a while for like networking events.
Okay.
So you get to meet other small business owners. Another thing I would say, there's likely local networking events going on in your area. So if you're a new entrepreneur, going back to what we were talking about earlier, the importance of community, you know, go out to those networking events and really see who else is out there.
Yes.
Talk to them about your business. They might know about some other resources.
Love it.
Or they might have a service and maybe you all can barter.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're great with digital marketing, you're great with, I don't know, something else that they might need. You all can set up a system to help each other. So
I love that.
Those are the two
that excellent. I did not know we're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. And we'll put it in the chat as well, just so you have the information. So score.org, and then look at your local, is it your local community colleges? College. Yeah. Yes. So amazing. All right. Now, you know, we're not going to let you go without getting some life coaching tips here now. Okay. You just heard how both of our weeks went. Okay.
Yeah,
so if you could give us just like, and of course I know you typically work more one-on-one and personalized, but just like, I would say like your top three, like general tips on where people can start when it comes to rebalancing their life.
Absolutely. I think one of the critical things, I always say like clarity, the importance of clarity, it brings your ability to be strategic and to have rapid action. So I would probably say the first thing to just start off, do almost like a time audit.
Okay.
So like lawyers, for example, they have to record what are they doing every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't have to be that granular.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say for your day, like the fact that y'all have busy weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when you have a busy week and you got a lot going on, it's like, when do I have time to write this down?
Exactly.
We have these beautiful digital devices called cell phones that you walk around with.
Amen.
So you can talk to the phone and say, for the past 2 hours, I have been doing XYZ. So you don't literally have to write it down. It can be recorded in your phone. But the point is, you need to see, what are you doing with your time?
Because
otherwise, you can't see maybe where something is taking up a lot more time than you think.
Yeah.
So that would be the first tip. Second tip is, once you actually get clarity about that, figure out, does this align with my goals? Like, what are your goals for, you know, the rest of 2023? Like you said, we're in the last of Q3. I think we have one more month to go, September.
Yeah.
And then we'll be in Q4 of 2023.
Yeah.
What do you want to do for the last 90 days, last 120 days of this year? So, and it could be one thing. It could be like, you know what? I want to start going to the gym 3 times a week. All right. Well, if I look at my time, the way I'm spending my time, typically I'm spending about maybe 1 to 2 hours watching Netflix. Can you watch Netflix at the gym?
It'll help the time go past. I know that.
I'm trying to say that.
I need a distraction sometimes. I'm like, okay, all right, give me a distraction, Lord.
So that's
good.
I mean, I use the gym, but it could literally be like, you know what? I want to, you know, start taking care of, it could be like, I don't know, your skin, your hair.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you want to learn something new.
Yeah.
How can you pair it with something that you already do?
That's good.
And then I probably say the other thing would be to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Outsourcing in 2023 is my new platform.
Amen to outsourcing.
I know that we used to.
Are you sending applications?
We trying to outsource.
Slide in the DMs.
Help with the cooking and the cleaning
and
pick up these kids.
Slide in the DMs if y'all interested now. And you in the local Atlanta area, you know. I love it.
Not for real.
I'm
serious.
I do.
I need to outsource some things.
Yes. Amen.
Put away some lines.
Yes.
You know.
Amen. I love it. I love it.
That, I mean, and you might think like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can afford that. That's when you go back to your budget and look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I reallocate some funds?
That's good.
To go towards something that will save me the mental stress so I can have more peace. Focus on what I need to be doing. So maybe you will make more money.
Yeah.
So then you can really afford to outsource more things.
Yeah.
I think we used to glorify a lot, like being Wonder Woman. being able to do everything for Preach. Everybody all the time. I know it was beautiful and sexy and mm-hmm. you know, it's almost like that flex, you know, mm-hmm. like, yes, look at me, I'm Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I just believe that that is taking you out of balance.
Amen.
And so instead of that, get a virtual assistant.
Amen.
Virtual assistants are not expensive. I don't know if y'all been on Fiverr or not lately, but they're pretty reasonably priced. So
yeah.
I would just say that will be the third tip of like small things that you can do.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Whew! This has been amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Oh, any other final words of wisdom before we move on?
I guess I would just say, don't be complacent about your life, because as we can see, time is moving, I feel like, at a faster pace.
Yeah.
Weeks feel like days.
Yes, they do.
Months feel like weeks. Years.
Yeah.
Are passing by.
Yeah.
We were put on this planet to make an impact. Figure out what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And go after it with everything you have in you and remove the distractions. And the distractions could be people. The distractions could be things that you've told yourself that you need to be doing or mm-hmm. you must do. Remove it and ask the Holy Spirit to help you stay focused.
Amen, Woo! Y'all. Amen.
I'm going to have to re-listen to this episode.
Yeah.
So many great tips that's going to help me in my current season in life right now. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Of course. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for having me on here. Like I said, I'm just so blessed and humbled to be here. Really.
I love it. Now, Kami, you told us about some resources for up-and-coming entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. We have a segment called Top Picks. Mm-hmm. Are there any other resources that you would recommend? If it's books that you're reading, podcasts mm-hmm. that you're listening to, you know, even if it's a great TV show or movie that you watched recently, anything you recommend?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just like,
I'm like, okay, so I'm a little bit of a nerd, so I like to read.
That's all right.
But I would probably say The One Thing. The One Thing is a book that helps you start thinking about what is the most important, doing work that matters, basically.
Got it.
I probably say Atomic Habits. It's a longer read,
mm-hmm.
but once again, break it up. It really talks about how you can establish healthier habits to get what you want. Another thing, what to say when you talk to yourself. So this is I feel like I messed up the title of that book. But it is a self-talk book that helps you to start thinking about what you're saying to yourself and gives you affirmations.
I love that.
So that wow. that's another book. As y'all can see, I'm like,
these are great though.
There's another book called Hung by the Tongue. That's another one that starts to help you think about what you're saying. Let's see what else. I think those would be the ones that, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't forget this one. The Magic of Thinking Big. That was a life-changing book for me. That helped me to start having an abundance mindset and really recognize that I had been surviving for way too long. Like, God wants us to thrive. And so The Magic of Thinking Big, that is a life-changing book.
I love that title.
I'm gonna check that one out.
The Magic of Thinking Big. Love it. Whew. All right. We'll take us on into Noble Character.
So Noble Character is a portion of our show where we like to recognize a woman of noble character, someone that has inspired you. It could be someone in your community, someone that you personally know. It could be someone that you can like a role model that you see yeah. on TV. So we wanted to give you the opportunity to recognize a woman or women of noble character in your life and tell us why.
Yes. I already shouted out my mom, of course.
Yes.
You know, moms are everything. I probably said my first mentor, her name was Rhonda Harris. She was my high school counselor and she was a game changer for me because she gave me a vision of the excellence and just the unlimited potential that I could have as a Black woman. I had never met anyone like her before. She was very eloquent, intelligent. She knew, it's like she knew exactly what to say all the time.
Oh my goodness.
And so she has been my mentor and continues to be my mentor today. And Rhonda is just a huge inspiration to me. The second woman of noble character would be Wanda Johnson. She was my mentor for my season in consulting. And I feel like she took the lid off of me to help me see that as a consultant, I can really thrive in spite of whatever barriers, obstacles that might have stood in the way. So it could have been maybe people mistreating me. Mm. It could have been maybe people deciding that they didn't want to give me roles. She helped me to really think outside the box, and she stretched me as an individual. So I would say those are the two women. Oh, and they're both passionate about education and service.
Wow.
That's the other thing. Awesome. So they really continue to build that love and passion in me.
Yes.
So that's the reason why I'm passionate about those areas as well.
I love it. I love it. And I know you mentioned your mother, but if you could share your mother's name as well, that would be great.
Mom, Arlene Green.
Yes, I love it. So we're going to shout out three women of noble character today. So first up, Mom Dukes, Arlene Green. You are a woman of noble character, okay? And then we also want to shout out the amazing Rhonda Harris. You are a woman of noble character. And the last but certainly not least, Wanda Johnson. You are a woman of noble character. Did I miss anyone? Did I get anyone's name? Okay. We're trying to retain. Okay. Awesome. So yes. So We love it. All right. So let's move on in. We got a shout out to merch. Okay. So check out the merch if you haven't already. You see, I'm rocking one of our t-shirts available on our website, becomingevatoday.com. You can also check out the mug. Check out the water bottle. Support your girls. We need all the support we can get. So visit us at becomingevatoday.com. And
and don't forget to put in the chat or DM us of any topic suggestions or guests that you would like to have on our
show,
because we want to hear from you all, so we can research and go after those different guests that you guys want to hear from. So Kama, thank you again so
amazing
much for
amazing
making time coming from North Carolina, making time to come and sit on our couch and give us all these life coach tips.
Yes.
Be sure to check out Rebalance Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
She is available for virtual life coaching as well.
Yes.
Do you want to drop your website or
handles?
How they can reach out to you, your handles?
Yes, of course. So the website is www.rebalanceyourlife.org. And on there, if you just click contact us, that is the best way to get in touch with me. If you want to follow me on social, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook is, so it's Rebalance. So Rebalanceyourlife. So that is my handle for all of those platforms, and definitely feel free to reach out. I would love to connect with you and see how I can help you all balance your life and your business.
Love it.
So check her out. Rebalanceyourlife.org or her Instagram handle. Join us next time. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on the podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Facebook, and Twitter at Becoming Eva Today. And we'll see you guys soon.
See you soon.